And now we're going to hear about one of the nominees for Best Foreign Language Film at the upcoming Oscars. It recently opened in U.S. theaters. The movie is Timbuktu. The ancient city in northern Mali was attacked and occupied by jihadist fighters 3 years ago. And as NPR's Bilal Qureshi tells us, the film is about that occupation.
Timbuktu is inspired by headlines, but filmmaker Abdurrahman Sissako says he didn't want to make another news documentary about Islamic extremism.
Fiction is much easier, is much more free to be able to pass on what I want to pass on.
Sissako grew up in Mali and Mauritania, and his film confronts a struggle for power being waged across the continent, says Mahin Bonetti. She's the director of the New York African Film Festival.
He's rooted in that tradition of African filmmaking that anchors in the issues of the day. They're not making escapist narratives. They show the complexities and the realities.
Bonetti says African films that usually make it to the West are infused with war and suffering. She says Timbuktu is different because Sissako shows those struggles through the rhythms of daily life.
I was so happy that it was made by someone who is an insider, you know, who has lived in that region, who knows those people. And I think like most artists, he talks about what he knows best and cares for most.
The landscape of northern Mali is remote and beautiful, but it's threatened by an irrational force. As the film opens, a gazelle races across the desert. It's running from a truck full of jihadists, waving weapons in the air under the banner of Islam. Once they've taken the city of Timbuktu, they force women to cover, deliver barbaric punishments, and forbid any form of entertainment. But in Abdurrahman Sissako's film version, life finds a way. One of the most evocative scenes shows young men going through the motions of a soccer game. Because it's forbidden, they play without a ball, using their imaginations to make passes and score goals. Karima Benoun was born in Algeria, and she wrote about Muslims who resist extremism in her book, Your Fatwa Does Not Apply Here. She says Timbuktu is a beautiful tribute to that spirit of defiance.
It is a portrait both of the reality that people of Muslim heritage have been the first victims of the jihadist groups, but they have also been the first to stand up and resist. You see this in the film with a singer who is flogged for singing and who then sings while being flogged.
Director Abdurrahman Sissako says scenes like this are his way of showing how misguided and self-defeating extremism can be.
C'est absurde d'interdire la musique. It is absurd to try to forbid music. Because if you try to suppress it, people will sing inside their head, will continue singing inside their head.
Sissako says this is the kind of quiet resistance that happens every day in places where people live under oppression.
De façon silencieuse, parce que humilié. And that waiting silently, quietly, waiting for this time and what's going on to stop, that also is there. Because when one is not complicit in what's going on, it is also a way of rebelling and revolting against that thing.
That approach is why Abdurrahman Sissako is one of Africa's most celebrated filmmakers, says Mahin Bonetti.
What has endeared him to African audiences is because he truly gives them a face and a voice and the dignity. In their simplicity, he still shows the nobility, the dignity of these people, and these people are the backbone of that continent.
Timbuktu opened in France almost a month before the attack on the satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo. Since then, it's become a box office success. It won the French equivalent of the Golden Globes for Best Picture and Best Director. But writer Karima Benoun says those accolades point to an imbalance in the way we understand the struggle against Islamic extremism.
That tells us that we're actually not paying close enough attention to the struggles of people on the ground, on the front lines. And so I believe that we have to tell those stories and not treat them simply as what a friend of mine calls the third world body count.
But given the scale of that body count, I asked director Abdurrahman Sissako if he holds his fellow Muslims responsible for not speaking out enough and for not taking a louder stance.
Je pense que c'est une critique qu'on peut accepter dans un certain sens.
Maybe that criticism is well-founded to some degree. But at the same time, I must say that there is building up a revolt in the Muslim world against this barbarism and this extremism. Maybe it's not happening as quickly as one would wish it to happen, but it's coming up. But at the same time, I must say that it is the duty of every one of us, not only of Muslims, to stand up against all these type of extremism.
And he says the film Timbuktu is his way of taking that stand. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.